When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is LBC with Vanessa Feltz. Call 0345-6060-973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Well, the hour of broadcasting today that we find ourselves embroiled in was inspired entirely by the contribution yesterday of the inimitable Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. He really is the sine qua non of correspondents, in my view, and I'm sure in yours too. Always an honour to have him on the programme. He sparked off a whole hour of debate, and we're still embroiled in it, Simon. But he joins me again on the programme today, and that is to discuss the fact that several people have been fired after a clampdown on speech over the Charlie Kirk shooting. And I'm sure he'll tell us a great deal more. Simon, thank you so much for coming back.
Absolutely, Vanessa. I have been called worse than the sine qua non of Washington correspondents, I can assure you. The firings are underway. And what is taking place here this weekend is a grief and anger in fused, crowdsourced effort to try and root out people that have either expressed open joy over the assassination of Charlie Kirk last Wednesday, which of course is an absolutely shameful and disgraceful pursuit by anyone. But the dragnet appears to be going wider than that. In the words of the Deputy Secretary of State, Christopher Landau, who is threatening to keep any foreign citizens out of the United States if they have expressed sentiments that the US government finds offensive with regard to Charlie Kirk's assassination. He is saying that anyone who has taken to social media praising, rationalizing, or making light of the event will no longer be eligible to enter the United States. And of course, those phrases, praising, making light of, or rationalizing the event, are not precise legal terms. It's going to be in the eye of the beholder. And so this crowdfunded effort to gather information and a database of people who have turned to social media inside the country and outside the country has now put together, at least one effort has put together over 50,000 names. And the public, those people who were admirers and supporters of Charlie Kirk, are putting enormous pressure on some large corporations, private employers, universities, school systems, hospital systems to fire people. And they are so doing. The Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, on social media says American Airlines pilots who were caught celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk have been immediately grounded and removed from service by American Airlines. The airline has confirmed that. He says this behavior is disgusting and they should be fired. And then he goes on to say any company responsible for the safety of the traveling public cannot tolerate that behavior. We have heard similar action has been taken by Delta Airlines. There have been at least two universities, one in Tennessee and one in Mississippi, that have now fired staff members after their names were furnished to them by that social media campaign. And the university in Mississippi said that the firings have taken place for inappropriate and callous comments on social media concerning the horrific and tragic murder of Charlie Kirk. The problem with all of this is that, as you know, free speech in the United States is constitutionally protected
yes.
by the First Amendment to the American Constitution. And these people who are being fired this weekend, with the support of, and at times at the behest of, the Trump administration, they're going to have legal claims that they can bring against their employers for breaching their First Amendment rights to free speech. And let's not forget, Vanessa, the Trump administration is very hot on criticizing Britain for a rollback in free speech. Mm-hmm. But right now, what we're witnessing is an effort orchestrated right from the top by Donald Trump and his key top lieutenants at the White House to get people essentially cancelled here in the United States. Not only to get them fired from the jobs in which they find themselves, but basically to make sure that their employment prospects going forward are also deeply, deeply damaged.
And Simon, explain to me why the CEOs of these vast corporations, like, for example, Delta Airlines, don't know already exactly what you've just said to me, that what they're heading for is a legal headache, as they're tied inextricably up in incredibly expensive Gordian knots by employment lawyers saying this is a country in which free speech is enshrined in the Constitution and you're allowed to say things that are horrible and rude and distasteful and disgusting because it's free speech, and even if people don't like it, you're allowed to say it. Remember, Ken Livingstone used to very much call upon that when he said something that absolutely horrified the public. He said, yeah, well, you don't like it, but I'm allowed to say it. I don't have to be polite. Free speech means I don't have to be, and I don't have to be decent, and I don't have to be any of those things. I can say it because I want to say it. So the CEOs of these companies surely know that they are stumbling into this minefield, don't they?
Yeah, but I think that the calculation they are making is that they would sooner take the financial hit and pay damages out if they lose these lawsuits. And some of them will lose these lawsuits. The American Civil Liberties Union is already describing all of this as intimidatory behavior by employers and by the US government. And they are assuredly going to provide advice and assistance to some of those people who have been fired this weekend. But the corporations are saying, I've got a choice here. I can take the hit financially and pay some of these people out if I lose the lawsuits, or I can keep them on the staff, and I am going to enrage the Trump administration. I am going to be paying the political price. I will be on the receiving end of consumer boycotts that are led by Charlie Kirk's admirers and supporters. And they're making the same decision that captains of business have already made over the last 9 months on numerous occasions when they've had their collar felt by the Trump administration, some of them deeply serious. Just on Friday, the university system in California handed over a list of 150 names of faculty members to the Trump administration so they can audit them for their viewpoints when it came to tolerance or lack of tolerance for pro-Palestinian demonstrations that were taking place on the campus at Berkeley last year. It ranges from that kind of really serious stuff to the trivial stuff. We've seen a major restaurant chain here in the United States, Cracker Barrel, abandon plans to change its logo because President Donald Trump didn't like the new logo. He didn't like the idea that a character known here as the old timer, an old timer living out in the American West somewhere, this figure was going to be removed from the Cracker Barrel logo. And so Cracker Barrel was accused of being woke, and immediately the company backed down on a rebranding and re-imaging campaign that it had spent months planning. Nobody wants to broker a stand-up fight with Donald Trump. And as a result of that, the events that are taking place here this weekend are taking place, and many of these companies are saying, OK, we'll see you in court.
And what's the general view on the state visit that's about to be paid to the United Kingdom? What are people hoping for? What are people thinking might happen? Because certainly in this country, I'm sure you're well aware of this, it's being seen as a potential, tightrope or tripwire for Sir Keir Starmer. You know, embarrassment could pour from both men at the very first press conference, couldn't it? If a few kind of volleys of questions about Jeffrey Epstein, the paedophile, are hurled at them, I mean, there's going to be egg over everybody's faces. It's not going to be a pretty sight.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's become a minefield, hasn't it, in the last few days, not only because of what's taking place here now with regards to free speech at a time when the Trump administration is clearly making its anxieties about the situation in the UK as they see it known to Keir Starmer's government, but also, of course, because of the Peter Mandelson disaster that should never have been allowed to blow up in Keir Starmer's face, and Keir Starmer clearly should never have selected him to be British ambassador. I mean, I think it's fair to say you could stop most people on the streets of America and ask them how they feel about Donald Trump's state visit to the UK, and they would not actually yet have zeroed in on the fact that it's about to take place. And much of the focus will inevitably be on the pomp, on the ceremony, on the pictures with the king and other members of the royal family, which Donald Trump, of course, is known to covet. I mean, I think the real question going into this visit is whether we are about to witness the last act in the high point of the relationship between Donald Trump and the British Prime Minister, and whether once this state visit is over, very quickly the Trump administration is going to move to start raising objection after objection towards some of Keir Starmer's policies, including, of course, the Online Safety Act.
Do you predict that that is what's going to happen? You just have a few crumpets with the king and then come back and do that? Yes.
I think it's distinctly possible. I mean, I think the mood music here over the last couple of weeks, fueled, of course, by Nigel Farage's visit, not just his testimony before the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee, but also by his lunch with Donald Trump at the White House. You know, I suspect that once Donald Trump has got that nice picture of him and the king tucked into his suit jacket, and he's flying home to the United States, I suspect that voices around him, including the Vice President, J.D. Vance, including figures that would have included Charlie Kirk, will be saying to him, right, now we really need to put the pedal to the metal on this free speech issue.
Thank you very much indeed. Gosh, Simon Marks, a magnificent broadcast again. Simon Marks, there, our Washington correspondent. And we'll take your call straight after this break. I'm Vanessa Feltz. This is LBC and the time 4:45.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.